Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
President Obama has declared a state of emergency for Boston, a move that will free up federal funding to help with the city's crisis management following the Marathon bombing. It'll also allow the Homeland Security Department and the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, to coordinate response and recovery efforts related to Monday's attack. It comes as the President and the First Lady traveled to Boston today for an interfaith service honoring the victims of the bombings. The service will take place at 11 this morning at the Cathedral of the Holy Cross in Boston and will be open to the public. Tickets are first come, first serve. WBUR will carry the service live. One of the three victims killed in the bombing was 23-year-old Lu Lingji, a graduate student from China studying at Boston University. WBUR's Asma Khalid has this remembrance.
At 9 a.m. on Monday, April 15th, Lu posted a photo on the Chinese social media site Weibo with the caption, "My wonderful breakfast, smiley emoticon." Lu was known to love food and cooking, but this photo would be her last post. Later that day, she was at the marathon with friends watching runners pass the finish line when two bombs exploded. Chinese students at Boston University say Lu's roommate couldn't find her, so they took matters into their own hands. Shuang Gua is the president of the Chinese Students and Scholars Association at BU.
We were actually looking for her all day. We ran around to all of the hospitals around.
Gua says members of her student group scoured the town, even those who did not know Lu personally, but they never found her. Eventually,
the BU police let us know that she was found at the Boston Examiner office. So it was really sad because this girl is just like us, you know, we're international students studying abroad and we have our families waiting for us back home.
With no family to mourn Lu here in the U.S., fellow Chinese students say they need to be her family. A group of them held a makeshift memorial late yesterday in front of BU's Marsh Chapel. Most had never met Lu, but wrote messages in Chinese telling her to rest in peace, that heaven would be better, that they hope her soul can go back to China with her family. Lu was a master's student in statistics.
It's a very, very sad time in our department right now.
That's Tasso Copper, chair of the math and stats department. He says Lu was a stellar student.
Taking tough theoretical courses, she did very well. And she's one course shy of completing the course requirements for the degree. So this is really in the full glory of her first year as a master's degree student. So it's a terrible loss.
All stats master's students are required to take a grueling first-year exam. Dan Weiner taught Lu this semester. He says that she was informed that she had passed part one of that tough test via email on Sunday.
And she replied to me on Sunday about 3 p.m., thank you very much for the good news, I am so very happy now. And that was exactly 24 hours before the incident.
That coincidence only sharpened the shock for Weiner. Lu would have been at his 11 a.m. class on Wednesday mornings, but yesterday her seat was empty. So he cut class short, gave students half a lecture, and allowed them to spend the rest of the morning sharing memories of their classmate. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Asma Khalid.